TZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says a national dialogue will be held next year to address the challenges the country has been facing for the last 15 years. He made the remarks at a Reconciliation Day event in the Western Cape yesterday. A steering committee will coordinate the national dialogue process and will be appointed soon. Ramaphosa says the dialogue will see different sectors and communities come together to find common solutions.
Low growth and unemployment, of poverty and hunger, of poor governance, slow land reform and corruption.
Ramaphosa says the Government of National Unity has also prioritized strengthening institutions that must fight corruption and crime.
Corruption undermines the trust between the people and the public representatives that have been elected to serve them. Crime, gender-based violence, and instability cause great misery and hardship. They strain the social fabric of our country.
The Basic Education Department says the identities of matric students will be protected when the final exam results are released. The information regulator served the department with an enforcement notice to prevent it from publishing the results next month on public forums, including newspapers. But Basic Education has lodged an appeal to overturn the regulator's November notice. The department's spokesperson, Elijah Mhlanga, says the appeal means that the enforcement notice is suspended.
We have filed our court papers that give the department a go-ahead to release results to newspaper houses who will then publish in terms of the practice that we have been adopting, where exam numbers are used, not the full names of the candidates, but exam numbers only.
And abroad, a powerful earthquake has hit the Pacific island of Vanuatu, smashing buildings, including one housing the U.S. and other embassies. Witnesses are reporting that they've seen bodies in the city. The 7.3 magnitude quake struck this morning. Back home, the South African Weather Service is warning of severe thunderstorms and strong winds in most parts of KZN today. Forecaster Ayanda Ntsele.
Just to elaborate, Utuye Laumzinyati, Zululand, Mkanyawude, Kingcijwayo, and Amajuba districts, that where the severe thunderstorms are expected. Those severe thunderstorms are expected to be accompanied by heavy downpours.
Durban and Underberg, a high of 26 today, Kokstad 23, Pietermaritzburg and Margate 24, Richards Bay 28, Mooi River 29, Ulundi 32, Newcastle 32 as well, and Ladysmith 35. In Durban, we've got 2 meter high sea swells this morning, with sunset at 6 minutes to 7, Cape Town 21, Johannesburg 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.